Hi, welcome to Sage Blue Tarot. Today is July 8th, 2021. I'm going to start the collective reading by using tarot cards. Thank you for being here, and let's get started. What does collective need to know today? We have the Ace of Pentacles reversed, the Seven of Cups upright, and the Eight of Pentacles upright. So I'm seeing right now is a good time to trust in the work that we're doing, right? Because so many things are being unveiled to us, so many symbols and mysteries are kind of being deciphered right now. The Seven of Cups energy brings a lot of that knowledge from your subconscious forward, right? Surprises from the beyond, from our dreams, from these realms and the dimensions that are not in the physical reality that we experience day to day through the way we move with our bodies, through what we can touch and smell, things that are not usually seen by our senses, right? I'm kind of getting the message of that sixth sense, right? Like you might be able to, I'm sensing a lot of strengthening with this vibes, with this energy, kind of like being able to pick up more information using a different part of you that maybe hasn't been active before, but is now being shown to you. I'm seeing Eight of Pentacles as a way to kind of work it, right? Like use that new skill and ability. I feel like maybe you've been getting inklings of this new skill and ability, but no one has really told you like, hey, I've experienced this too. Let's practice it together. What have you learned? What have I learned? This is more of that solo journey, right? Of like learning how to navigate the world from beyond what your five senses tell you immediately, right? There's that intuition, there's that woo-woo energy, the vibrations, the frequencies. Ace of Pentacles to me is about maybe you're not seeing the opportunities that are there for you right now, right? Like there's so much abundance to you. There's so many things that are being attracted to you right now, so many cool ideas, so many new beginnings, so many clues about how you can kind of start over in a way that can build on the foundation that you've been working on building right now, right? Ace of Pentacles is about finance, it's about energy, material wealth, right? Because it's reversed, I'm seeing that maybe you're just not able to see this right now. Like you're not able to acknowledge like, oh, this is what's coming to me. This is what I can do with this. This is what I can connect this thing to this thing and then maybe grow this other thing and maybe this idea. But I feel like the more you lean into the mystery and the symbolisms and the more you work with this energy, right? This information, I feel like it's almost just like a new facet of yourself is being revealed to you through the mysteries that are coming up, through the surprises that are coming up. It's about how you react to them. I'm seeing the Five of Swords reversed. So don't sabotage yourself. Don't think that you can kind of, I don't know. I feel like you are being led to do the right thing at the right time, right? But sometimes I feel like it's easy to kind of attack ourselves in our mind and to think like, no, no growth. No, you can't do this. No, we've never done that. And then your ego kind of comes in really well armored to fight you, right? To fight this new and budding part of yourself. But I feel like that has to do with that Eight of Pentacles energy. Just work it, you know, whatever you practice becomes stronger. So just practice, no matter how feeble footed you feel right now, just unstable, like you're not sure how to move forward. Know that leaning into this new strength, into this new power, into this new ability to see and sense and intuit, you know, like the more you practice this, the more you'll be able to see opportunities that are presenting themselves to you at this time, the more you'll be able to combat this ego that's going to be coming up, you know, because it's going to tell you, this is a surprise, alert, alarm, freak out, stress out, worry, let's enact everything that we've been doing before that has kept you safe. But right now it's just about working this new way of being. Let's see on the back. we have the Ten of Cups reversed. So to me, this card is about legacies, right? It's about joy, about what is bringing you happiness and what you can do in your present moment that will ensure this future you happiness, right? That cup's energy is about doing things you love. Like, what fills your cup up? What makes you feel good? Do more of that. Because it's reversed, I'm kind of seeing that you might be having a reframing of this. Maybe things that have made you happy in the past are not going to be the same things that are going to be making you happy in the future. So I feel like right now is a good time to reassess, hey, does this make me happy or am I just doing it out of habit, right? I feel like that's going to be kind of changing, right? Like new things that you can do in your day-to-day are going to be bringing you more long-term joy. In the back, I'm seeing the Three of Pentacles upright. Right now is a good time to work with others in a productive way, to gain some ideas, to get some wisdom. Maybe if you have some questions, ask them to the right people. I feel like, again, you're going to be guided to the right people, the right times, these money situations, right? These future business empires or ideas are going to be shown to you. So I'm going to be thanking this deck. Thank you. And now I'm going to use the Angelarium Oracle of Emanations deck. What does collective need to know today? I'm sensing a softness of some sort. I feel like a new way of being with yourself, like a new way of treating yourself. I feel like the more you insert softness, gentleness, this kind of supportive, tender love to yourself, the more you'll be able to battle your ego as it tries to attack you and keep you under, right? I mean, it's trying to protect you, yes, but it's also stifling us, right? And I feel like the more you fight this hardness of the ego with softness, the more you'll be able to kind of surprise yourself, right? That cup's energy. Allowing for yourself to know what is right when the moment comes. Okay, let's cut the deck. Gevura, left hand judgment. Aestivus, angel of divination. And Hosmed, Angel of Annihilation. So right now, I feel like you have been working on your boundaries and they are going to be tested. They're going to be tested by you and by others. I feel like a good way to handle this is to kind of lean onto your divination powers, right? Whatever you feel called to do, mirror work, tarot, oracle. There's different ways to practice divination, right? You could do like tea leaves. See what you're drawn to. See what you are being called to do, because I feel like Aestivus is here to tell you, like, hey, the surprises of that Seven of Cups energy is here. You don't quite know what to do. Your boundaries that you've worked on are going to be helping you kind of create a barrier around you so you can focus on the truth that is for you. Because I feel like Hosmed is here to annihilate all that is not in high frequency and high vibration for your next level, right? You are being supported by the boundaries that you've worked so hard to build. Now is a good time to practice them. Right? And I feel like the boundaries that you have been building first started maybe with the external world, with other people, but right now you're being called to use them within yourself, right? Because you're learning to navigate the world in a new way. And that, to a big part of you, is dangerous, right? It's telling you, like, hey, how do you know you're going to be safe? Hey, how do you know? Give me some concrete evidence that this is going to work. But now you need to have boundaries, right? Saying, you know what? I have a safe space within myself to create that reality which I know is meant for me. And I know that it's going to be full of surprises and mystery to get there, but that is why I'm going to practice trusting myself, loving myself in a new way, seeing what I'm guided to do, right? Don't be afraid to get rid of that which doesn't aid you. Don't be afraid to surrender, you know, to surrender all that which you feel like you can't carry, which you feel stressed about, right? Sometimes ego wins, you know? Your mind knows you better than anybody else. So that's why it can become our greatest foe, right? So I feel like use your better judgment. Use divination. Use this ability to annihilate that which doesn't serve you in a new way. Know that you're being supported by the boundaries that you've worked so hard to build. Know that Aestivus is here to tell you, like, hey, This is going to be mysterious. This is going to be full of symbolisms and ideas and the dream realm. And maybe writing is going to help get through this, get you out of these thought loops. But just know that you're being supported. Anything that can't come through your boundaries, give them to Hazmat. Tell Hazmat to annihilate them so this energy can be transmuted to something else, right? So I'm seeing that this energy, right, that has been here to protect you this whole time, if you give it to Hazmat, mean like, you know what, this isn't helping me actually. This is actually really hindering my growth right now. It's really stressing me out. That itself is a moment of growth. Give that to Hazmat. Hazmat will then transmute this energy, will annihilate it, and then bam, this energy can now be transformed and can come back to you in new protective measures. Measures that will actually help you as you enter this new level, this new stage of life. On the back, I'm seeing Hod, left leg submission. This to me is that surrender card. Surrender all that doesn't aid you. Be willing to surrender. That is a major first step, bringing the awareness to all that which you know no longer serves you. Be ready to let it go. And that readiness, that awareness, that decision of being able to, of wanting to let this go, of wanting this energy to be transmuted is going to help you. It's going to help you out of it. It's going to help you grow. It's going to help you be guided with more ease to this next stage of your life. I'm going to thank this deck, thank you. And now I'm going to pull from the Trust Your Vibes Oracle deck. What does collective need to know today? Card that fell out is the Be Generous card. If you can, give whatever you are able to give to others, right? Remember that whatever you do with a good heart, from the bottom of your heart, those things that you want to say yes to, go ahead and say yes to them, right? Don't do things that you don't want to do though, right? Gavora came out earlier and that's about boundaries. So if somebody asks you for help in a certain way and you don't want to, you just don't feel called to do that, practice the Eight of Pentacles energy, right? Practice that new skill set in saying no, right? And then watch as how you're guided and celebrated by the universe for doing this, because that is the best for you, right? It's about practicing new ways of being. So yes, be generous if you feel called to be generous with others. I feel like sometimes we can give in a certain way and we can't give in other ways, and that's always going to be shifting. So tune in with yourself and know that when you're generous with yourself as well, you're able to fill your cup up. And in that way, you're able to help others, right? And I feel like if you get this vision, it'll be helpful to get this vision of yourself as almost like a spider on this web, right? But if you expand this vision and you make the web bigger, you see that every loved one, every person that's in your life, every friend, every work buddy, everybody you've met is also on this web. And they're also these other little spiders, right? And when you tap on a certain part of this web, right, let's say you control your part of the web, you can feed yourself, you can dance, right? And then boom, all these vibrations go out through this web and affect everybody else, right? So know that the more you are generous with others, yes, that helps them, right? But the more you are generous with yourself first and foremost, the more you can help others. And even though it might not look like a direct cause and effect, like I helped you and now I can see the evidence, know that this is that time of that mystery, right? Of acting in ways that are different, but that feel true to us as we are right now. Know that when you're being generous with yourself, you're not being selfish. You're doing what you need to be okay, to be happy, to be centered. And in that way, you are helping others, even though you might feel like you are not. You are. A card that fell out was the Be Grateful card. This is a card that is very powerful. I feel like whenever this card comes out, it's a good time to get some pen and paper so you can physically write down and see what you have to be grateful for, right? And start off small and then see how this expands, right? Start off with your breath, with your body, with your health, with the ability to see, touch, feel, taste, the ability to be able to have a home, have a comfy bed, have coffee, have food in the fridge, have clean water, have your plants, have some pets, have whatever you feel grateful for, write it down. No matter how small you might think it is, write it down. And then see how this list gets bigger and bigger and longer and longer. And when you're done writing this list, go back and read it and acknowledge how bountiful you are right now in this present moment. How many gifts the universe has given you. When you step into that frequency of gratitude, bam, you attract many more wonderful things, because now the universe is seeing, oh, you actually appreciate what I've given you thus far. Well, here's some more to appreciate. So practice gratitude, practice being generous with yourself. I pulled the meditate card. Take some time today to meditate, whether this be just a short 3-minute meditation, 5-minute, 10-minute, 1 hour, whatever you feel called to do today, meditate. It could also be multiple meditations, right? Like a 3-minute meditation right now, maybe later when you have more time, like a 5 or 10-minute meditation. This could be guided. This could be not guided. This could be focusing your breath. This could be scanning your body. This could just be any way you feel called to meditate, meditate. I think it's just important to have that decision, that intention, that awareness, and then bam, just sitting yourself down and meditating. Doing this act is really going to help accelerate your growth and this process of transformation that you're in, of the evolution of yourself. On the back, I'm seeing the Clear Your Past card. So definitely take some time to meditate. I feel like that's really going to bring to light what you no longer want to carry with you. What parts of yourself need to be transformed and given to Hazmed, the Angel of Annihilation, so they can come back to you in a different way, right? I feel like you just need new ways of being. And when you clear your past, when you're able and willing to kind of see and look back and like, okay, I've done this. Yes, it's helped me get to here where I am. But now I can't bring this forward with me in the next stage. Like, it's just not going to, it's not going to help me. And I can tell. I feel like that's really going to help you. So meditate to find what you need to clear. I'm going to thank that deck. Thank you. And I'm going to thank you as well. And I will see you next time. Bye. Hi. So now we're going to go ahead and move into the distance Reiki portion of the episode. I suggest laying or sitting in a comfortable position, but that is not necessary. Just be open to receiving Reiki healing energy. I suggest setting your own intention for the Reiki, or just allowing my intention to take place, which is always for your highest good. I'm going to go ahead and take 3 deep breaths with you. Let's go ahead and inhale, hold, and exhale. Again, inhale, hold, and exhale, and inhale, hold, and exhale. I will now begin sending Reiki. Thank you. When you are ready, start to come back into your body and open your eyes. Welcome back. Thank you so much for showing up today. And I suggest drinking water since a lot of energy is moved during Reiki sessions. And I will see you in our next episode. Thank you and bye.